Clerk Noel, please be seated. Yeah. Because grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. That's from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And in the Old Testament, Bethlehem was an early Canaanite settlement connected with the patriarchs, those Semitic descendants of Ham, only to have later been destroyed by the Israelites. Bethlehem was situated along an ancient caravan route, a busy crossroads of commerce and travel. And in times past, Bethlehem was also called Ephrathah or Bethlehem, Judah. It was first mentioned in Genesis chapter 35 as the burial site of Rachel, Jacob's favored wife. But now in the New Testament era, at the time of Jesus' birth, Bethlehem had declined in significance to become only a small village. Today, in our present time, well, Bethlehem has declined terribly so. The ancient ruins are still there, and there's still many, many poor people terribly. And the wonderful Church of the Nativity still stands there, and it's allowing millions and millions of visitors from around the world to touch and see the spot where throughout all of the ages a significant location has been worshipped as the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the city around this once magnificent church, it's riddled with trash, poverty, and it's become a shelter for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Coincidentally, Bethlehem is sitting now on the west bank. It's been long known as an area fraught with missiles, gunfire, turmoil, and confusion as to who is the rightful owner of that land, be it Jews, Christians, or Muslims. Now, the three accounts, the Gospels of Matthew, Luke, and John, they all report that Jesus was born in the humble town of Bethlehem, and so today, very shortly, we'll together sing this old beloved hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. We do so that we keep alive the cherished meekness of that royal city of David in our celebrations of Christ's birth. And as we sing that hymn in just a few minutes, I'd like to ask you to see in your mind's eye that still, quiet little town that night Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, which is God in the flesh. Imagine for yourself, soundly sleeping a dream, dreaming as silent stars float across the sky, but dreaming of a more delightful time in your life when everything was just tranquil and peaceful. But on this night of nights, dream, will you, about how the angels came upon those shepherds tending their flocks by night, and that everlasting light shining and saying to you, all your hopes, all of your fears, all your years are met in Christ this night. When the dark evening sky is split and the true light of God shines upon us, we take in the serene reality that God did send his son, his only begotten son, into this world for you and for me, that all our sins now, they would be forgiven, and we would know of that life forever and ever, that which is awaiting us in his glorious kingdom. We do pray this, Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend upon us always. Let us hear, O Lord, the glad tiding of Christmas angels, that we've beheld our Savior in our mind, body, and soul. Grant us, dear Lord, above all lords, you who stand as the mighty King above all kings, give us always your blessedness, your righteousness, and all of your holiness, now and forever. Amen. We gather our offerings in time.